cladding safety, protests demand developers and government pay Pete Mason. Barking Reach Residents Association chair protests took place around the country on the 5th of June highlighting the cladding crisis, covered by both the BBC and ITV News. 4 years after the Grenfell Tower disaster, flammable cladding, balconies, insulation and missing cavity barriers are still causing untold misery. All around the country protesters explained that they had sunk their life savings into a home which is now valued at zero, unsellable, and they are facing bankruptcy. We took our protest to the Beckton Parkside sales office of Bellway Homes. Cars were constantly beeping their support. On the megaphone, I pointed out that the government is defending the profits of the big building companies and called for them to be nationalized so that all unsafe buildings could be immediately remediated to break the deadlock residents are currently facing. This could then start a mass high-quality council housing building program to set new standards in the building industry and end homelessness. Protests hit the local offices of Countryside in Clapton and Barnet in London. Over 100 gathered in Hayes. Large crowds in Birmingham condemned a range of developers. On the Bellway protest in Manchester, protesters chanted, "Hey Bellway, rich and rude, we don't like your attitude." Local TV covered the Manchester protest against Lendlease. In Canary Wharf in London, protesters from the New Providence Wharf, where a fire broke out just a month ago, angry at developer Ballymore, were joined by protesters against Persimmon. A New Providence Wharf resident said that the fire brigade told them their fire was a very near miss, with two hospitalized and many evacuated, and that next time they may not be so lucky. A big protest took place in Brighton against Barrett Homes, where 600 residents have organized themselves into a residents' association. They said, "We are going to confront the government, and we are going to confront Barrett Homes." The Socialist Party says an essential next step is bringing all the campaigns together in a conference to discuss the way forward, include resident associations, fire brigades union and other unions, such as those covering housing. That conference could propose to build a national Saturday demonstration and participate in the May 2022 local elections.